You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Some powerful brain power from some of the world's most prestigious universities has gathered today at the University of Michigan. Leaders of these universities are taking part in the president's bicentennial colloquium, and one portion is titled The Evolving Bargain Between Research Universities and Society. This is all public. Here with us are the organizers of this big event. Paul Courant is the interim provost at the University of Michigan. It's so good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And welcome to Sue Alcock, who is the Special Counsel for Institutional Outreach and Engagement at U of M, and again, one of the organizers. Welcome, Sue.
Delighted to be here.
So right now, today, Paul, how would you describe the public image of research universities?
Well, I think the public image of research universities is all over the map. There are some people who think that research universities are great. I'm one of those people. Some people who think that research universities are not delivering what it is that society really needs. And our concern here and the motivation of this work is to be able to talk about how we can better understand how the research university can serve society and society in turn appreciate and support what the research university is doing.
So this kind of mixed image that Paul describes, was it always this way?
You know, it's one of the great questions because we say the evolving bargain and everyone thinks, oh, this just came to mind. It's just now because of what's going on more generally. And actually, as long as there have been research universities, there's been issues and questions and is it worth it? What do they do in there and all this kind of thing. That said, right now, this is a particularly, shall we say, interesting moment in this question of the relationship between, you know, the research university and what society wants and what society expects.
And to that point, why now? Why is this a very good point and a necessary time to really have a conversation about the future of the research university, especially among the leaders of some of the top institutions in the Western Hemisphere?
Well, when President Schüssel set up the notion of three colloquia on the future university, this question of sort of looking back and looking forward, part of the bicentennial came up. So the desire to think about, well, how, you know, where are we and where are we going in this bargain, in this deal? But I have to admit, when Paul and I started this, I don't think we quite expected it to be the ride that it's turned out to be. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, I think that's right. We knew that the sort of status and stature of the research university in society was more difficult, less certain than it had been in the past. But just during the time that we've been doing this, every day you read in the paper how the research university is failing to provide an opportunity for increased economic mobility, is no longer a good deal for the typical student. That latter one, by the way, is completely false. And so then how does that happen and what can be done about it? And I think that right now universities, like many other institutions in society, are looked at somewhat suspiciously by much of the population. But I do think we have to have a really serious conversation about how it is that the university really does serve society, where it could do better to be sure, but not to have a kind of knee-jerk notion that it's a bunch of privileged people who have their own ivory tower there. They're living the good life and not delivering for the society.
Paul, do universities need to do a better job articulating all the things that happen on their campuses and why they're important to the general public? Or does it even go deeper than that?
I think universities do have to do a better job of describing what they do and developing an understanding of how that affects people who are not in universities. It also goes deeper than that. The fundamental is universities, what are we here for? We're here to learn, to do research, and we're here to teach. And we're here to provide various kinds of activities and cultural phenomena that are of broad interest to the world. We should be asking ourselves all the time, why are we doing those things? Why should we be supported by society in doing those things? A former president of the university made a remark many years ago that the university should serve as both a servant and a critic of society. And so as a servant, are we doing a good enough job educating the youth? Are we doing a good enough job delivering the research potential? As a critic, are we keeping good track of what it is that works well and works less well in society and engaging, helping the polity to engage in a robust discussion of its own purposes? Those are our missions. They're not easy to articulate. They're not easy to do. I think we should keep track of them as we proceed.
You know, you've got leaders of some of the top universities in the world, you know, Stanford and Yale and Harvard and Oxford and Cambridge, just to name a few, and all coming to the University of Michigan campus to discuss this. So kind of what is planned for all of these luminaries?
Well, they're going to be talking to each other about the Tanner Lectures on Human Values, of which they are the governing board. Mm-hmm. And they'll be doing that and no doubt eating and drinking a little bit together. This part of the activity is very unusual for this meeting of this group and was really engineered by our president, Mark Slissel, who persuaded his colleagues that they could take some time as part of our bicentennial to talk about these really big issues facing all universities in public. I don't think anything like this has ever happened before, it's great.
What would you say the goal is?
Well, the president has set forth a few very central, important questions, and he's put those to this group. The question about how do we talk about difficult topics on college campuses, the question of communication, how and are we doing well or not doing well in telling our story to the general public? And finally, the question of are elite universities really helping in the battle for social mobility to get kids in and move them forward? You know, very, very central, important questions. So I think the idea is to get, you know, members of these nine fabulous institutions up there and just talk to each other, talk through these things at some length. And I should say the discussion is going to be moderated by Ruth Simmons, President Emerita of Brown University, and she's just a wow.
Speaking of wow, when I stop and I look at this list, all these presidents, these vice chancellors, all together in one room. I mean, holy cow, how rare is this?
Rare.
unprecedented.
Yeah,
I believe.
Unprecedented, yeah. That they're in a room talking to the public. Mm-hmm. They do have this annual meeting, group, and they talk to each other, but nobody sees that.
You know, as you can imagine, there's lots of moving parts, and it's going to be spectacular.
And we taught a course on this subject. We got a lot of student input into interest in these questions, and these questions partly arise from the fact that if we did better at all of these things, our side of the bargain would be going a lot better.
Well, then looking ahead, how do you plan to continue whatever gets started at today's event in the conversations? How do you plan to take that forward here in Ann Arbor and in Michigan?
We will be discussing, actually, with the academic leadership of the university, the deans, over the coming weeks, what we learned and what we can learn and where it takes us from this interchange today.
Lots of shared ideas.
Of shared ideas. And as academics, I think Paul and I very much enjoyed teaching a course on this topic and foresee future iterations. And I, you know, I think, strange to say, but sometimes you just go back to the classroom and figure things out there.
Go right back to the core, to the root of it all.
Absolutely.
Sue Elcock is the Special Counsel for Institutional Outreach and Engagement at the University of Michigan, and Paul Courant, Interim Provost at U of M. Good luck with all the big happenings today on campus, particularly this public forum. Thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.